Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first I want to tell you about this week's show. They say everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, but now some are also saying that everyone's Irish who picks up a hurley. We'll have a story on the sport of hurling and how it's used to teach cultural lessons at a correctional facility in the Pacific Northwest. Bill will talk with author Peter Milligan about his new book, Bulls Before Breakfast, in which he explores what motivates people to embrace the risks of running with the bulls year after year in Pamplona. And he'll also pick up a golf club for the first time in a half century to see if he can sink an ace at a country club where people are making holes in one look easy. In his commentary this week, Bill congratulates the PGA for its stance against the Donald.
Golf has turned against Donald Trump. ESPN announced this week that they are moving the ESPY Celebrity Golf Classic, a charity event, away from the Trump course where it was scheduled to be played. The Professional Golf Association has decided not to stage its year-end event, the Grand Slam of Golf, at the Trump National Golf Club in Los Angeles, where it was supposed to transpire. Both ESPN and the PGA have come out in favor of inclusion, which is not an especially radical notion in a nation built by immigrants, and a policy that is not only fair and rational, but crucial to any business organization hoping to remain relevant in the United States in 2015. The LPGA has also signed on to that position, though as yet they haven't sought greener fairways than the ones presided over by Donald Trump. NASCAR has also swerved to avoid Mr. Trump. The association announced this week that they will hold their postseason banquet at a resort Donald Trump does not own, assuming they can find one. Presidential candidate Trump's contention that immigrants entering this country from Mexico arrive packing drugs and ready to rape has also put off Macy's, NBC, Univision, the mayor of New York City, and at least three Latin American nations. Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Panama won't be participating in Trump's Miss Universe contest, which is a competition of sorts, and that's why I get to mention it here. The customary strategy for office holders and candidates is to buddy up to popular athletes, whether by appearing on opening day at the ballpark or by calling to congratulate the winner of the Super Bowl or by hosting the NCAA champs or U.S. Olympians in the White House or in various governors' mansions. Perhaps Mr. Trump felt he was following that plan by disparaging Mexican immigrants. He had earlier celebrated his contention that the golf industry was with him because, quote, they know I'm right. He was probably surprised to learn that, at least officially, it isn't. Good for golf. May the surprises keep on coming.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.